Hey, welcome to the In Hope podcast. This is completely different than what we normally do. But, you know, we didn't drop something this Monday. It just uploads, things got skipped. And so I wanted to make sure we got something. It'll be something that's already in the queue for this next Monday. But I wanted to make sure we got something out this week. So it'll be midweek release. Just a quick thought. Wanted to share. I was looking at Proverbs this morning, cracking in the Proverbs during my devotion time, and a word just stood out to me more than usual, I would say. And it was this idea of the complacency of fools leading to destruction. And there's another word that I feel like can seem very similar. And so I want to talk about the difference between complacency and contentment. And this is going to be real quick. I haven't really sat and thought about this too long. It's real brief, but just a thought I wanted to share with you guys with this difference between complacency and contentment. Now, see, complacency and contentment both deal with coming from this place of satisfaction, right? Satisfaction in where you are. But the difference is contentment comes from a place of being satisfied, having peace with where you're at and being at peace, whereas complacency has this idea of satisfaction with where you're at, but it's lacking a couple of the things that we find in contentment. One, with complacency, there is a lack of motivation. There's a lack of aspiration, desire to grow, to pursue, to improve. And so there's a lack there. There's a lack of ambition, of progress, of desire and aspirations, right? Whereas contentment, you're content and at peace with where you're at. You're grateful. You're thankful with where you're at, which often can be something lacking in complacency. While there's not this desire and this, you know, pursuit for more, this drive for more, there can often still be a shallow or a lacking of gratefulness and thankfulness. Whereas with contentment, you still have this pursuit, this drive, this motivation and desire to continue growing, yet you're content with whether or not you gain or you lose. You have this peace and contentment and gratefulness is found here. Or you have this peace and contentment. Contentment is right. We're talking about you have this peace and satisfaction with contentment. And you're thankful for what you have. Whereas with complacency, another big thing is that there is a lack of awareness. There's a lack of awareness of potential harm, struggle, damage. And whereas you have this awareness with contentment, but yet you have that peace beyond understanding, right? And so with these two things, you know, mindset and hope podcast, right? We're going to be talking about how does this relate to unity, right? Unity within the body of Christ. And I feel like so often when we are not acting as unifiers, when we're not desiring and pursuing, having that motivation, that drive that we have in contentment, when we don't have that towards unity, towards seeing greater unity and practicing unity in the body of Christ as Christ prays for that we would, when we don't have that, we're being complacent. And complacent in a matter of also being unaware of the damage that comes from our complacency, the damage, the harm, the hurt that is inevitable as we continue to walk in a manner that is not unified. And so there's this complacency factor that tends to lead towards or allow us to not pursue unity. Whereas with contentment, what we see there is so often one of the things that keep us from, unfortunately, pursuing unity is the scarcity mindset. And you've heard us talk about this before. is that there's a scarcity mindset, not enough to go around, right? And concern of collaboration and working together and the time that it takes to invest in unity and not having enough time because we're trying to do all these other things, right? And so there's this scarcity mindset that keeps us from practicing unity, whereas contentment would say, no, we're at peace, right? We're satisfied, we're grateful, we're thankful, and we are going to, with motivation and aspiration, we're going to drive towards unity, being content with where we're at, knowing that, you know, if this hinders us, if pursuing unity hinders us from growing or attaining these certain things that we feel like we may lose, then we're okay with that, because we're content. And this is big, just even within our faith, because we have to have this contentment of saying, you know what, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to follow Jesus. We're going to follow the lion and the lamb, right? And his ways, knowing that it may lead towards less. It may lead towards not attaining more and having more, or fulfilling these goals that we have. It may slow that process down. It may keep us from that. But then we realize, look, the ultimate goal is to be near him, be like him, to do what he did. And he had a heart and has a heart, right, for unity within his body. So we're going to do that because that's where we can find him. We can be with him in that, and we can do what he did by practicing unity. So contentment, in my opinion, humble opinion, seems to lead towards and be a great ingredient in the recipe of unity, whereas complacency tends to keep us from doing the difficult practices that it takes to practice unity. All right. So just interesting to think about. And I mean, you can think about this idea of complacency versus contentment in many areas of our life, but you know what we're going to talk about on the NHOPE podcast. But take that and run with it. When it comes to growing as disciples, when it comes to growth and success in our organizations, when it comes to just our relationships and life, things that we're pursuing in your overall health and wellness and your well-being, in your relationships, your physical wellness and health, your mental wellness and health, your spiritual health and wellness, you know, where are you possibly practicing more complacency than contentment? and think about those things and make sure that we're on the right side of that continuum, right? Of that, what is it called? The thing that goes, you know, I'm talking seesaw, right? Seesaw. Little thing on the playground. I don't know if I'm pretty sure I've been on one. It's been such a long time. You don't really see those anymore, you know? But anyways, love you guys. may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And remember, to be part of the conversation, like, share, comment, subscribe, hit that subscribe, like, share this, and let's be unifiers together. Let's strengthen unity in the body of Christ together, and look forward to hearing from you guys as you are part of this conversation. You can follow us on social media, leave comments here. Even we've talked about DM, don't slide into the DM, but even DM, there's things you want to talk about, and look forward to talking with you guys next week on the NHOPE podcast.